seeing the events of the last few months, especially the last 2 weeks, we're all quite well aware that sin is in the world and that we humans have concupiscence, that inclination to sin, that we humans commit sin, seeing what has been happening in our country. It also serves as a point to show for the great need of God in our world, in our society, which has tried to reject him. But we all would do well to remember that we are made in the image and likeness of God. It's very fitting then today that we are celebrating Trinity Sunday, that we have a chance to contemplate who God is, and thereby contemplate who we are as well. And today on the Feast of the Most Holy Trinity, the Church calls to mind in a special way the most fundamental of all of our Christian beliefs, the most central ground belief of our faith, namely our belief in God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Holy Three, the Trinity. Belief in the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is the very heart of our faith. It's the deepest of mysteries of our faith, and that on which all other mysteries are founded. That at different times during the liturgical year, we honor the Father who created us in our prayers, our hymns, at Mass, throughout the year. The Son who redeemed and saved us, especially we celebrate that at Christmas and Easter. And the Holy Spirit who sanctifies and indwells in us, especially a week ago with the Feast of Pentecost. But today, with Trinity Sunday, we worship and honor and adore the Holy Three together. Three divine persons in one divine nature. One divine nature in three persons. That our whole Christian life is deeply immersed into, enveloped by our faith in the Blessed Trinity. Our life is suffused with signs and symbols of our faith in the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We were baptized into the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now, probably one of the first prayers we were taught at our mother's knee was to make the sign of the cross. That we use this sign to bless ourselves at the beginning of each day. The beginning of our prayers. The beginning of Mass. On entering and leaving church. We pray the glory be often. We sing glory to God in the highest, the Gloria at Mass. We profess faith in Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in the Creed. We were marked by the sign of God, the triune God at baptism. And we will be marked with that same sign of the triune God before we die. And when we are finally consigned to the dust from which we were taken. The sign of the cross by which we call on the name, on the persons of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is our most distinctive identity mark. It marks us off from all other believers in one God, makes us different from the Jews and the Muslims, and also from all other believers who have that multiplicity of gods, like the Hindus. We believe in one only God. But a God whose inner life is a communion of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. One triune God. Our belief in the Holy Three, who are one God, the triune God, the Trinity, tells us very forcefully that our God is not a lonely God, turned in on himself. But rather that our God is a communion of three who are one. Because all three have the same one identical divine nature, are equal in majesty, power, and glory, and though distinct, dynamically relate to each other in that one divine identical nature. And yet the Father who is God is not the Son or the Holy Spirit, but the one who eternally begets the Son, his only Son, whom he sent in time to become man, to suffer and die for our salvation, who together with the Son eternally breathes forth the Holy Spirit, whom they send for our sanctification, to continue the work of salvation in the sacraments for us. What a wonderful privilege that we've been given eternal life by the Father through the Son in the Holy Spirit. The Son is not the Father, but is born of the Father. He's the image of the Father, the perfect copy of His nature, the Word who is life. The Father loves the world, loves us so much that He sent His only Son, so that all who believe in Him may have eternal life and have it to the full. And may not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. And may be able to see, to know, to love the Father through Him. What love! And no one could have greater love than this, that the Father loved us and through His only Son, whom He gave up for our sakes, when we were unlovable as a result of sin. The Holy Spirit is breathed forth from the Father and the Son, proceeds from the Father and the Son, from all eternity as the bond of love, the kiss of love, the sigh of love between the Father and the Son. The gift that the Father gives to the Son, and the self-same gift that the Son lovingly gives back to the Father. Locking the two in an eternal embrace of love, of what is the eternal gift of the Holy Spirit. That the same Spirit who is sent by the Father and the Son to renew the face of the earth by His power, to renew our Christian lives by grace. He is the giver of life. And His indwelling presence is within us. That same Spirit is the source of all prophecy and of the Scriptures. He makes the Word of God alive and active and effective in our lives today, so long after it was written. The same Spirit who unites the church in the communion of the loving fellowship. The Holy Spirit is the soul of the church, impels the church out on mission to bring the good news to the ends of the earth. To Him, together with the Father and the Son, we give adoration and glory. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are one and only God. Our God is not a lonely God, but a communion of three divine persons locked in an eternal embrace of love. We would have never have known these truths about the inner life of God and of God's saving plan of our salvation if it were not for God who revealed these mysteries to us through His Son, Jesus Christ. And we have so much to be grateful for, to offer thanksgiving to God for. Even though we might not ever be able to fully fathom this mystery, I think I've avoided speaking heresy, but so that we might not ever fully grasp this, of how there are three persons in one God. Because we are limited in time, limited in this place, limited by our language. But we know it is true. We know because we have the assurance of truth itself that it is true. Because Jesus has told us so. God made known the mystery of His inner triune life to us gradually through that history of salvation, as our readings pointed out to us. Then in the first reading, God reveals to Moses He is a God of love, graciousness, steadfast in love, and full of compassion, one who is slow to anger, patient and long-suffering, abounding in steadfast enduring love, despite the infidelities and the unfaithfulness of His people. A most consoling message for all of us sinners, for all of us. Now that a God of love always gives gifts to those He loves, this is what the gospel tells us. That God loves us so much that He did not stop short of giving us His most precious gift, the gift of His only Son, to save us, to give us, to bring us to that gift of eternal life. That what more could God do, who loves us with that everlasting love? What nation is there that has a God that has done so much for His people, even though His people are often so unresponsive to His love? We need to thank Him always. We need to follow Him faithfully. And if we're to follow Him faithfully to do His will, as the second reading tells us, His grace, His love, His communion will abide with us and be seen in a vibrant way in our community, in our Christian community. That our Christian community will be a reflection of the community of love of the Holy Three, that harmony, peace, forgiveness, mutual encouragement will be the striking marks of our lives. We will not harbor envy against another. Rivalries will cease. Racism will cease. Divisions and what can dismember our community will be cast aside. Love does not threaten or crush, but summons to life. Peace that is not born, not out of the balance of power, but from the fruit of true love and respect for each other. Service which is ready to reach out to everyone and anyone until it hurts. That our faith in the triune God places a very serious challenge for us, demands something of our lives before us. Are we ready to take up this challenge? Are we ready to live out this program of life that God has for us, of living out this communion of love? That then and only then will we be true sons and daughters of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That this week, let us ask the Holy Three, the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to renew our faith, to give us a spirit of worship, adoration, and prayer before this ineffable mystery. To ask them to help us to live our lives in their presence as worthy sons and daughters. So we can live in that unity, in that harmony, that peace that they have. In that great embrace of love, that we can share in that embrace of love, and in turn love those around us.